Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a pop-up towards third. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCoskey moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica juggles the ball. That's an error on Gorsica. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Miles moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rubeling. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica strikes out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croucher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Potter reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Potter moves to third. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to home to get Potter. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Miles moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hayes scores. Rubeling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. Lillard moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantenbein bunts towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillard moves to third. Potter moves to second. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Fox steals second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Red Cress. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scat Mehta now playing third base. Al Benton now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-4 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Scat Mehta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mehta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets pinch hits for Al Benton. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.